Welcome to part three of the Universal Windows Platform in C++ for the Scientist and Engineer. The part three will discuss how to use functions, and we'll have a number of sessions since this is a subject that spans quite a bit of material. So in this eight-part series, in this part three, we're going to show how to declare function prototypes, define function bodies, call functions, deal with local and global variable scope, and define and use overloaded functions. Declaring function prototypes. The compiler needs to be introduced to your function. To do the introduction, the prototype provides the name of the function, the parameter list, and the return type. It doesn't tell the compiler or you what the function will do, nor does it contain any executable statements. We know that it's a function prototype because it has a semicolon at the end. We'll see why that's important in just a second. So to define the function bodies, which use the function prototype with a variation, the function prototype does not have executable statements. We need executable statements for them to be useful. So we then add the curly braces and put some code in between the curly braces. And also notice we remove the semicolon at the end of the function prototype or the function header. Now in this case, we're going to use parameters. Let's take a look at that previous example real quick. Void, important calculation. There is no parameters list. We output whatever's in the function. In this case, we're going to output or write to the console. This is an important calculation. And then return to the overall program. In our next one, we're going to talk about using parameters. In this case, we have two parameters that are used in a simple calculation where we take one of them and subtract it from the other and assign that to another memory location. We then use console_write and console_write_line to write this code. We'll take a look at that in our demo in just a few minutes. But this is the type that uses a parameter list for the input. So in this case, we've passed in a tolerance and value, and we subtract them, and we write them out. So let's take a look at a demo using functions that have parameters list and the function prototype. Again, to start our application, let's click on New Project after starting Visual Studio. Make sure you're on the CLR, Common Language Runtime, console application. Be aware that there's a console application under C#, Visual Basic, and there's also the possibility you could find another console application here under Windows 32. The one we're using is the CLR console application. In this case, we're going to call this one a demo. Now Visual Studio will take a few seconds to start up on my Surface Pro 3 with 4 gigs and an i5 processor. The IDE also requires a SQL Server Compact 4.0 database for the IntelliSense, but we're not using the IntelliSense, so I click on OK and accept that. Now again, the application starts with some sample code, a hello world, and we'll just simply delete that. Next, let's create a function prototype in our source file. Now, function prototypes may be created elsewhere, but at this time, we're assuming that you're only using a source file to keep this simple. So I might type in void, and then the name of my function, important calculation, because all calculations are important, and open and close parentheses, and a semicolon. That's it. Doesn't have to have anything else. This is the creation of our prototype. And the prototype, when we run it, simply introduces the function to the compiler. That's it. Also note that my prototype name has capital letters at the beginning of the first word and the second word, or And we can see that the build was successful. Now, what if we need to return a function a type in a function prototype? So return type might be int, double, string, and so forth. So in this case, we would eliminate the void keyword, and we would then add the return. And in this case, we'll go ahead and play it safe and just type in int, but this could be double. If I divided value by tolerance, I could have a double and could be a string and so forth. Okay, we'll go ahead and build our application, make sure it's working correctly. And it's always a good idea to learn the shortcut keys. So in this case, it'd be Control plus Shift plus B. I don't use them, just so you can see what I'm doing. Next, we'll declare default values for the function variables. For function variables or function parameters. Now in this case, we could say our tolerance is equal to 30. And our initial value, or a default value, might be 20. Very simple and a great way to initialize your or create your default values. Let's go ahead and build our application. I'll do the visible thing. Control Shift plus B is what you should be using. And again, down here in little teeny tiny print, we can see that it succeeded. Now, if you ever need to copy this information, you can always right click and copy. You can delete it. So let's see what happened when I copied it. And so whatever line I was on, it gets copied, and we can place that into an email, use that with Stack Overflow and so forth. Okay, now let's define a function. You'd think I wouldn't make a mistake like that, but let's go ahead and see what happens. And notice it doesn't return a value. So by that it means return. And that should do it. And we are successful. Now, if we ran this, nothing would happen because important calculation is not called. So now we've used the parameters in our function, and we need to be able to use it. So what we're going to do here is set this up so we can use this. Okay. Magically, some code has been added here. I've added a console write line. And basically what I do inside my write line is I'm calling important calculation 4, 80. So I'm passing the values of 4 and 80. And then the return value of 4,000 is multiplied by 8. Let's see what happens when I run the program. So I go to debug, start without debugging. And now I see that I'm passing 4 and 80, which is shown here in the function. So I write line with my asterisks, I write line with my, this is an important calculation. The write line adds a carriage return line feed at the end. I now write my value and I write my tolerance. So the value comes through here. I'm sending over 4 and we see 4. I'm sending over tolerance and we see tolerance. And then we write some more asterisks and we return 4,000. Now this may have been a calculation that we would do here, and we'll do that in a second so that you can see it. Once that comes up here, then we see that this write line occurs after this second asterisk. Okay, now what we want to do is play around with our code a little bit. This is often done to kind of figure out how things work, and so we'll do that now. One of the things as you're playing with your code, you don't always want to delete it. So you may select the two lines, and now you're going to select comment selected lines. And you'll notice that it added a comment, but didn't quite get to all the way to the end of the second line because we didn't select the second line. So one way we can get rid of that is by clicking on the on comment, the selected line, or press Control K, Control U. Now go ahead and select both lines fully, and we can use Control K, Control C. So I'll do that, Control K, Control C, and we can see that the code has gone around it. When you see Control K, comma, Control C, that means that you do a key sequence of pressing the Control key plus K, and then press the Control key plus C, and instead of moving your cursor up here. So now we've commented out our two lines, and now let's go ahead and do a calculation. Let's do formatting and assist us with our commenting and so forth, and is very efficient. Now once you turn on, once we have IntelliSense and so forth in here, it can actually speed up your ability to build applications. Now, one of the things that we want to take a look at is the important calculation passes of 4 and 80 into our pass. So we're calling the function here, we're passing the value, and then we use the value in our console write line to see it. We commented out two lines as we're experimenting with our application. We then perform a calculation. We use our calculation and create our variable at the same time. Then we use the variable pass and move it back into the console write line in main, and we're able to see the value of, we're able to see the output of the equation value minus tolerance here in the console write line. So what we've covered in this video is the use of the function prototype here, as well as creating and using a function and adding executable files. In our next session, we will discuss how to use overloads and other components to extend our ability to use the C++ function. Thank you very much. This is Sam Stokes, over and out.